Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on your radio dial, broadcasting from my Salem Studio E Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, to our great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans and our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, we certainly want to thank you for giving us, for keeping us free and safe. Now, the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, appreciate everything you're doing. Felix and company, the bulk mail center guys, appreciate everything you're doing. How about the FedEx and the UPS drivers that are out there? Appreciate what you're doing. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and, of course, the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon delivery drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And don't forget, the website for the show is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. And if you want to communicate with us during the course of the show, you can go to that website. And there is a page there where it says send us a message. It takes a few minutes to get to us, but as long as you're not spamming us or the bot doesn't pick up, you know, there's a bot trying to get a hold of us, then we'll be able to see you. But, you know, if you're playing a game, we've got the security in there that will stop you from getting through. So anyway, here we go. Here we go. Out there in California, where there might be some snow in the mountains there just east of where Kyle's at tonight, we've got the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-yo, Kyle Patty. All righty, and it's a balmy 68 degrees here right now in beautiful Tampa, Florida. Another gorgeous night, perfect night for weather, and we'll say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the... Oh, wait a minute here. I just had something drop in front of me. Sorry. Okay. And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. I hate that when that happens. I was sitting here, and all of a sudden something I had over to my right side fell down on my computer. My whole screen went black.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I got it back real quick. It was a clipboard that I have things on. All right. Well, we're going to start tonight. And I want to say, first of all, a special thanks to the Tampa Bay Trump Club
for allowing me to be their keynote speaker for the month. We had a very exuberant crowd. They were paying attention to what was being said. And for the people that went that heard me, I hope that you do take to my advice, heed to my advice, and realize that we're all in this together. It's not me. It's not I. It's we. And we go, not I go, my go. Get rid of the egos. Let's get together on this and take our country back. Now, states' rights were talked about a lot last night, Kyle. And I've talked about that and the process that the states can do to take back our country, I'm sorry, our states from the federal government. And there's one word that stands out. Do you know what that word is?
What's that?
Nullification.
Okay.
Nullification. We can nullify any of the laws that we want to nullify along the line. If we want to say we're not going to follow the Department of Education guidelines anymore, boom. If we want to say we don't need the Department of Commerce because we have our own commerce and we can handle that ourselves, basically that's public relations for your state, we can do that. If we want to have our own Department of Energy and say, look, you guys are failing, we want a refinery, we're going to build a refinery because it's our state, and we're going to build it according to the strictest laws that are there so that we can produce our own fuel and cut down our costs, then we can do it through nullification.
Well, certainly, you know, the entire reason to have a federal government, there are certain good reasons to have one. This is why the Articles of Confederation gave way to the U.S. Constitution.
Name one.
But, well, of course, you have national defense, you have all these other kinds of things that weren't enumerated very well in the Articles of Confederation. And so at great chore, they went to set upon the U.S. Constitution. But certainly states can assert their rights,
yep.
Rights that aren't enumerated in the Constitution.
And we do not need the federal government for a protection because the states are afforded the luxury of having militias. And we now have a militia in the state of Florida. It's no longer the National Guard, so we're totally controlled by the feds. We're not. It's at the pleasure of the governors as to where our troops go when they go overseas. They don't have to go anywhere that the governors don't want them to go, or the state legislature votes and says, nope, we're not going to send any troops to Iraq, for example.
Right, right. Well, there would be certainly a constitutional showdown if the president wanted to nationalize, one would think, the forces of the state, the National Guard. Basically.
Guess what?
Yeah.
It's already happened. It's already happened. The feds lost. Already happened a while back. The feds lost. Hold that thought. Okay, folks. See, I kind of put Kyle on the spot a little bit, but I didn't mean to do that. You have to go and understand what nullification is all about. Once you do, then you'll understand that the states control their own destinies. I'll be right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Wednesday morning is here.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Oh, boy, will I ever take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And they've been making a Relief Factor for a number of years. Now, I've known about it for about 9 years, and I've been taking it for a little bit more than 9 years right now. And the reason I take it and continue to take it is because it works. It's that simple. Now, with the problem that I have, with the inflammation that I have in my left foot that started everything in my ankle and my leg, that now has branched over to my right leg, because I guess my left leg was lonely and wanted some company. But anyway, I have both of my legs and my ankles and feet are bothering me. And I am able to keep the pain and the discomfort under control by using Relief Factor. Imagine that. Now, Relief Factor helps the body's natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating the pain associated with the problem that you have. It will go straight to the source. Best part of it is it's 100% drug-free. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your problem that helps to relieve the pain and the swelling, too. Because once you get rid of the inflammation, then everything else starts to get better. So that's all you got to do. And for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start. That's right, $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
You betcha, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. I'm sure
You're going to like what it does for you. Now, Kyle, a big-time surprise last night that just absolutely lit Adam Schiff's butt on fire. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy granted Fox News, and in particular Tucker Carlson and his producers, exclusive access to 41,000 hours of surveillance footage from the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's right. Tucker Carlson had announced, I think, a couple of nights ago that they had gained access and that they were looking for it, you know, going to be looking through it. And that's very, very interesting in and of itself, because these are the videos and tapes, Captain, that nobody has been allowed to see up to this point. And it certainly is going to at least be a much more accurate historical record of exactly what happened on January the 6th. And I have a feeling it doesn't go along with some of the narrative that we've had from the left.
No, it does not. And yes, you are right. And that's why Adam Schiff is ticked off, because it now shows him to be the liar that he is.
Well, again, we all understand, first of all, the people that went into the Capitol, they should not have done that. That was against the law and not right to do. And we saw a lot of the problems associated with that, to put it in a nutshell. But basically, Captain, they wanted to create a narrative. The media, the left, the far left, the Democrat Party elite, they all wanted to create a narrative, and they were pretty successful at doing that. This is going to stand that on its end. And I think especially in the court of public opinion, it's going to be very bad for the Democrats.
I totally agree with you, and it's already starting to backfire on it, because some of this stuff started to show up last night. And part of what showed up was something that Nancy Pelosi's daughter took pictures of, her video, which was really damning, because it showed the police officers actually moving the gates and opening the way for the people to get into the Capitol.
Well, that's right, and this is the kind of thing that we've heard, and we even had eyewitnesses tell things that they saw happening, and it was always sort of pushed aside. So how can that be? You know, how could they have been let in, or these other factions? I'm interested to see, Captain, on these videos, if we begin to see for lack of a better term, the Antifa militants that would have come in, or other people who were there that can obviously be seeing, instigating a lot of this stuff.
Well, for months, the GOP's right flank pressured McCarthy to release the video of Donald Trump supporters storming the Capitol, arguing the insurrection wasn't as bad as it actually was. Come to find out, it's not.
Well, precisely, because, again, they wanted to be able to capitalize, no pun intended, on the idea that it's a Trump mob, it's a Trump-fueled mob, this was an insurrection against the United States. I mean, I guess if you get Nancy Pelosi's podium, that means you're now in charge of everything, and a little bit of humor there. But obviously, Captain, yes, so I think it'll tell a much clearer story, of course, well after the fact, but it will have, I think, potentially have a big impact on the coming election.
Now, Tucker Carlson has repeatedly used his platform to minimize and spread what's called baseless theories about the attack that comes from the Washington Post that resulted in 5 deaths and 140 injured police officers. Now, that comment I just made from the Washington Post is very misleading. Resulted in 5 deaths. There was nobody killed. Nobody killed at that event except for the
Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah, that was it. And she was shot by a trigger-happy lieutenant from the Capitol Police that should have been charged for that instead of being shielded. And we didn't find out about it for about 2 months what his name was. Maybe longer.
Yeah, precisely. again, you know, if we value history and we value the truth, we want to know exactly what happened so that there can be some kind of consensus. Because up to now, it's, again, just been a bludgeon against anybody who would say, you know, we don't like the way this process works or what have you. Not, you know, again, nobody is lauding those who went into the Capitol or did violence or defaced anything. This, and, you know, that was not that was completely wrong. But people should be able to ask questions without fear of political reprisal.
Now, here's the kicker, and this is where Schiff comes in and people like CNN. The House committee investigating the insurrection had access to all of this footage, but decided against showing and releasing any of it because they were afraid the clips would create more concerns over national security. Well, duh.
Right. Right. Well, but of course, and why are we even seeing any of this? Why are we even hearing anything about this?
Because they lied.
Well, they lied, but Nancy Pelosi is no longer the Speaker. The Democrats don't control the House. And otherwise, this would be just as mysterious as other, shall we say, government secrets over time.
Right. Exactly correct. Now, Tucker Carlson's producers plan to air the footage over the next few weeks. They could downplay the January 6th violence, downplay the January 6th violence and show what got started and that it wasn't as bad as what they were trying to make it out to be, and put the blame on the attack on the failure of the Capitol Police, which is exactly where a whole bunch of us had thought it happened to begin with, because we watched them let the protesters in.
Well, exactly. And overall, you could say, I think, with a degree of certainty here, that there was an engineered problem on January 6th. I'm not talking about the people who were marching up the street and all this kind of stuff, but the very fact, Captain, that Nancy Pelosi ultimately, because she would be in charge ultimately of Capitol Security, they didn't take the National Guard troops that the president had offered, and they did not put that perimeter there that should have been there when they knew there could be a potential for disruptions.
And they actually let the bad guys in through the back door, so to speak, Antifa, who came in dressed in black to begin with and then changed some of them in the bus, some of them in the way up the steps, some of them inside the hallway, put on their Trump hats, put on their Trump shirts over their black garb that they had, and away they went.
Yeah, again.
And that's shown in the video.
That's huge. That's very important because we need to understand the truth of what happened. And so you want to find all the bad actors and hold everybody accountable who did something wrong.
Right. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're getting ready to take our second break of the morning. And if you want to opine, you're more than welcome to at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. So don't go anywhere. Hold that thought. We shall retain a return with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Lots more to talk about. We've hardly even touched the surface. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. An access granted by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy that Democrats swiftly condemned as a grave breach of security with potentially far-reaching consequences. The hard right political commentator said his team is spending the week at the Capitol poring through the video and preparing to reveal their findings to its viewers, but granting exclusive access to sensitive January 6 security footage, deeply partisan figures, a highly unusual move seen by some critics as essentially outsourcing House oversight to a TV personality who has promoted conspiracy theories about the attack. The Atlanta Hawks on Tuesday fired coach Nate McMillan, who was unable to follow up on the success of leading the team to the 2021 Eastern Conference Finals. Atlanta General Manager Landry Fields announced the firing. The Hawks are 29-30 and in eighth place in the East this season. Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from Studio E here in my flagship station in Tampa, Florida. Beautiful night here, 68 degrees. I hope the weather's good where you're at. We've got clear skies here, so I'm going to play the part of the Chamber of Commerce and tell you to come on down. All right. Well, this part of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Got a chance to talk about them last night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club, and I had a bunch of coupons with me for buy one, get one on the pillows, and then save 50%, save 70%, and save 90% on some items that have been discontinued, which include those sandals that you can buy, the MyPillow slippers, but these are the sandals, and they're 90% off right now. And I'm telling you, you go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at what's over there, go into the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a link there. You'll see it. It looks like a door, and you click on that, and in you go. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in like Flynn. You're in like Flynn. Now, they have a phone number you can call, too,
800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for more details and to talk to a live person. Call that number, and the promo code will always be CAPTAIN. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line. I'm going to go to that caller, and I believe I know who it is, so hang on. Is this Ian?
Yeah, it sure is. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I wanted to give a couple real quick points about my take. I got a whole lot of takes on January 6th, but I'm only going to give you two. The first take is, in my opinion, the whole I smelled this thing. I could have gone there. I smelled
so
it.
From,
that whole thing was a setup. It was a Fed operation from the deep state. It was done by deep state Democrats and deep state Republicans.
You're right.
To get rid of Trump, to discredit the whole Trump MAGA America First movement. It was salted with federal agents and agent provocateurs.
Yep.
And the Democrats salted it with their private army, Antifa. But anyway, that's my first take. My second take, there was a lot of reasons why they did it. I'm not going to go over one, but one of them they did, they were successful. They managed that day at that exact hour to scare the regular people in the Congress and the Senate.
Yep.
And what really the conclusion I drew is, remember the picture of that congressman or whatever he was with the look of terror?
Yep.
In the freaking plastic hiding underneath his desk?
Right.
Well, you know what? In a way, strangely enough, it backfired on him, even though it was a Fed op, because think of it. The people actually showed up in the people's house, and guess what? Their representatives ran and hid like little girls. There wasn't one man or woman that had the cojones to come out and say to the crowd, hey, look, man, we understand your grievances, we agree with you and everything, but just cool it, stand down. Not a one of them.
Right.
Not a one of them Republicans, not a one of them Democrats, not a one of them senators, congressmen, congresswomen, congresspeople, congress critters had came out and faced their constituents. We saw what the ruling class did. Yeah, I know it was a Fed op, but in a way it backfired because the people saw, hey, guess what? They ran. They ran from their constituents,
yeah.
Man. They ran. That showed you the whole thing's bogus,
yeah.
Corrupt. The whole system,
yeah.
Is rotten.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Kyle, actually, there was one person that spoke up on the red side, and that was Donald Trump. But unfortunately, his comments were silenced and censured out of the scheme of things because when they did decide to play what he said that day, they didn't play exactly what he said. They played what they wanted the people to hear, he said. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I screwed up.
Oh, no problem at all. You're right. It was, but all of it, of course, again, was designed to create a particular viewpoint, a particular idea.
A narrative,
exactly. Now, of course, if there's a huge mob outside, the better part of valor says, don't go out and try to talk to the mob. I think it's right. You got to kind of get out of there if you can, because you had a lot of you don't know who's in the mob and what their designs are and what action they're going to take. But it's a decision everybody has to make at that particular moment, one would think. But the whole thing was a complete fiasco. I understand the idea of creating the narrative, but it was something that, unfortunately, even our enemies can use against us to say, look what the Americans are doing now. They're running into their own Capitol building and this kind of thing. So there's got to be a different way.
Now, the Ukraine war is now in its second year, correct?
That's right. Well, February 24th, I think, is the actual anniversary, I believe. Yeah, I think that's where we're coming up on it. Yeah.
And President Joe Biden on Tuesday delivered a speech reaffirming U.S. support for the Ukraine in the Ukraine, correct?
Of course, yeah.
And he snuck in there in a train, and they made a big deal about the sirens going off and making it sound like as if, you know, the place was under attack and all that stuff to make him look like a wartime president.
Well, sure, yeah. Well, that's also staging. I mean, in fact, other reporters had said they didn't recall there being any other air raids or destruction
going on
in Kyiv. Exactly. So it was definitely something that looks good for lack of a better expression, for the newsreel, right? So everybody sees, oh, wow, it's really dangerous over there. And it is inherently dangerous, but it was definitely something that made it look like the president was in some kind of war area at that time.
And then speaking from Poland, Biden promised the U.S. and NATO would continue to have Ukraine's back. Well, that's a hell of a bold promise to make when NATO in general has not come out and made a policy issue on Ukraine, that they would have their back, and this, that, and the other, because Ukraine is not a member of NATO.
Yeah, I don't know where this springs from, because you're right. It's the long and the short of it is it's not a member of NATO. Therefore, we're not under some obligation. There's no Article 5 eventuality happening here. And unless and until that ever occurs, then there's nothing in concrete. But so you go with the notion, at least what they're saying, of course, you're trying to defend democracy in Ukraine. But you mentioned Tucker Carlson earlier, Captain. I think he pointed out something very good, and that is, what is the president sending billions of dollars to defend Ukraine's border, but could care less about our border? I mean, it really does raise those questions. And the fact that he was there on President's Day and still hasn't said anything, although I think the EPA now is supposedly taking over the cleanup in East Palestine, but it did not play well, not just in East Palestine, but with all Americans, why the president would focus more on something else other than a tragedy in his own country.
And then, finally, Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday afternoon suspended Moscow's participation in the 2010 START Treaty. That's the nuclear arms treaty, which limited nuclear arms during a fiery speech blaming the West for the war, when he was the one that assembled troops and went into Ukraine. He was the one.
Yes, and I don't know that this is just blustering. I think that it's real telling. I think that, you know, he keeps saying you cannot defeat Russia on the battlefield. Well, sure we can, and the Ukrainian forces are doing that. They have a lot of good support, and they are stopping the Russian military. But what's really scary about this, Captain, and concerning, is that he said, well, you know, we'll start testing. I think basically if the U.S. starts testing, but it's another step to Putin saying, look, nuclear war or the use of nuclear weapons in some fashion is becoming more thinkable every day. I think that's a very concerning takeaway.
Well, our congressman from Kentucky, Mr. Comer, has said that they are zeroing in now on the Biden-China business, and that's where they're at right now with the investigation that they've got.
Well, you know, tie all that together with the video we were just talking about January 6th. Look at what's happening with China. China more than likely will make some other move. I'm not going to make some grand prediction, but China will do more things to show how provocative it is under the Biden administration before the next election. And the ties with Biden, the Biden family with China, any of that stuff is only going to go to be much more important to the voters. It's going to make a huge difference in the upcoming election.
All right. I hear the music. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to be coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break because she can. And we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Now what do you say we get the hell out of this place? Take a ride underneath the stars and let the moonlight shine upon my face. I can bring my old six string and play you any song you like. You and me, baby, down a back road flying high on a Saturday night. Now if you want to ride, come on up now in this jacked up truck. I'll drop it down a 4-0 and take you anywhere that you want. We can sip on it nice and slow. We can party in the city. We can rock this truck in the country. She was looking so fine. can do it again. Come on, ride with us. Kick back with your feet on the dash and turn off the radio. I got some rock and pop moonshine and we can sip on it nice and slow. We can party in the city. We can rock this truck in the country. Oh, I think that girl came out here to rock tonight.
Alrighty, a little R&B, a little bit of something there for the guys going down the road. That's called Tobacco Road Band, and it's called Rock This Truck, Tobacco Road Band, Rock This Truck. I haven't heard too much out of them over the past couple of years or so. Have you, Kyle?
No, I haven't, to be honest, but that sounds like a good track, though, definitely.
Yeah, now here's something that doesn't sound like a good track, and it's this massive winter storm, which is impacting the Four Corners region and Central Rockies, moving into the upper Midwest and into New England for the next few days. We've got a real humdinger of a storm in the northern part of the country coming across I-70 and then I-80, I-90, I-94, and all the states west of Lake Michigan. Let's see here, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, then we got, of course, Wyoming and Montana and others that are involved in this. But we've also got some windy weather and some possibilities for some severe weather down below in the southern states, especially the Mississippi Valley. And we do have some snow and some freezing rain in upstate New York, down through the central part of Pennsylvania, down into West Virginia. And then we've got freezing rain up in New England tonight. So take it away, Kyle. Tell us what's going on where you're at.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we're going to start in the American Southwest tonight. We're going to get a quick overview of where the snow is falling right now on the radar map, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the different warnings and what we can expect. Especially, we've got some things to expect here in California. We'll tell you about snow-wise here in just a little bit. Flagstaff, Arizona, right now, you've definitely got snow happening, and that's going to proceed south from there down towards Sedona. So you've got that happening. You've got lots and lots of rain north of Kingman, Arizona, so you want to be aware of that as well. And then north of Las Vegas, lots of rain, and then snow. You've got snow in southern Nevada, and that's going to stretch on up through Utah. It's going to pretty much follow Interstate 15, so you want to be aware of that. And if you're if friends in Salt Lake City, right there right now, you've got lots of snow up towards Logan. Pocatello, Idaho, same story. Snow all through central Wyoming. Snow on I-80 coming out of Evanston as you're heading out of Utah into Wyoming through Lyman. You got snow there right now. And then coming west out on I-80 out of Cheyenne up through Laramie, Elk Mountain, up towards Rawlins. Snow all over the interstate there. Now, south of Cheyenne, I-25, Fort Collins down through Denver, you got snow. Turns into looks like some sleet and rain there in Denver right now. Maybe listener Aaron's getting some maybe some rain or snow outside her window right now, but out I-70 out towards Glenwood Springs, Parachute, and Grand Junction, you definitely have snow coming across the interstate there. Same story up on I-90 coming out of Washington up into northern Idaho at this hour. Now, that being said, just real briefly, we do have all of those winter storm warnings which are persisting all throughout the West, mostly through Nevada, also, as I said, through Utah, and all through Colorado. Wyoming is covered with a winter storm warning and also blizzard warning there outside of Casper. Montana, winter storm warning up there as well. So more next hour, and back to you, Captain.
Well, now let's take a little look here at North Dakota. We got snow across the southern part of North Dakota, and over there around Fargo, out west towards Bismarck, we have a blizzard warning there. We have it north for about 100 miles coming out of Fargo, going up 29. Then, of course, we've got some ice tonight up that way, icing conditions, as well as some cold temperatures up on the Canadian border. Then we've got just a general snow there going west out of North Dakota over towards Montana. South Dakota is a different story. South Dakota, the entire state, has a winter storm warning. We have a blizzard warning down 29 tonight down into Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then that snow continues, winter storm warning down into Nebraska, just north of Omaha. Then it goes all the way across I-80, all the way to Wyoming. coming out of Colorado on I-76. You've got both a winter storm warning and snow, steady snow. And that snow goes all the way into Iowa, all the way across I-80. Then again, when you get into Iowa, north of Des Moines, you've got a winter storm warning. That winter storm warning will take you along with in a couple of areas of South Minnesota, a blizzard warning there coming across I-90. And up in the Twin Cities, you do have snow, and north of there, you do have ice from the sleet and freezing rain that they had last night and earlier today. Over into Wisconsin, you've got a winter storm warning through most of the state. However, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, there is a ice warning. They have a sleet and ice storm going on there right now. Michigan, north of Detroit, all the way to the Canadian line, you've got a winter storm warning there with all snow. Down below that, you've got extreme icing down along I-94 and I-90 as it comes across out of Indiana. Ohio, you've got icing as well along the lake, and then it becomes snow just a little bit west of Cleveland and stays with you all along I-90 all the way to Ripley, and then it becomes a combination of rain, sleet, ice, and snow that takes you all the way across the New York Thruway, all the way to the Berkshires, where you got snow in the Berkshires. You got ice up north in northern New York tonight, a real mess up there. Ice across Vermont, ice across New Hampshire, ice into the southern and western part of Maine tonight. And coming down the East Coast, you got a gale warning tonight. You'll pick it up around Jersey, around Cape May, New Jersey, and it'll be with you till you get down to North Carolina, down around Wilmington. Now, coming around the Gulf, we do have windy conditions along the Gulf from about New Orleans all the way down to the Valley, down to Brownsville. And as I said earlier, we have some windy conditions, and there will be some rain and possibly some freezing rain and or sleet later today and tonight as the temperatures cool off in the Mississippi Valley for the states of Louisiana, eastern Texas, eastern Oklahoma, most of Arkansas, western Mississippi, western Tennessee, the western half of Kentucky, the southern part of Indiana, and the southern part of Illinois. We'll all be seeing ice and plenty of it here coming up. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, thank you, Captain. Okay, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about the My Rewards Plus app, because when you download the My Rewards Plus app and you join up, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week, getting special offers as well on food, drinks, snacks, and other great things. You can also learn how you can activate push for points and start earning up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys. That's pilotflyingj.com. Go there, find out more for terms and conditions.
All righty, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It is a Wednesday morning here in the neighborhood, and I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.